I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Sorry, a little bit of ASMR in there for you. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you don't enjoy ASMR, that was probably not your idea of a good time. Anyway, hey queens, welcome back to Confessions of a 30-something Drama Queen, your weekly girl therapy session with me, Susie Bernaldi, a girl who is completely unqualified to be giving out any form of therapy whatsoever, and you should absolutely not take her advice on anything, unless it's product recommendations, in which case today's episode might just be one to take notes on. And on that note, it would have helped if I'd got up my notes. Please hold. Okay, notes are up. By the way, guys, before we get into the episode, I do need to just point out that the UK is being hit by some weathery weather right now, and the straw house in which I live in does at times sound like it's about to fall down. So if you hear any background sounds, don't worry, it's just the sound of potentially tiles falling off my roof. Honestly, does anyone else who has also been through a house reno get really scared when there's like real weather? That their house is just going to fall down, because sometimes I lie awake at night just wondering if it's all going to fall down on me. Anyway, this isn't the podcast that you wanted to hear about. I actually have made a rule now that I just don't really talk about home reno stuff, because I'm not really pitching you the dream when I talk about it. So we need to just, I have a blanket rule. We just don't talk about it anymore. I've broken the rule and I need to go sit in the naughty corner. Anyway, today we have my February crush list. Now, you guys really loved the first one and I'm so happy about that, because I really enjoy making, like, I don't normally enjoy lists, but I have really enjoyed making these lists and putting my crush list for the month together. This month's crush list is not as long, but I feel 100 times more passionate about this month's crush list, so I'm really excited to tell you about everything. But first, this is both a favourite and also just, I need to take a moment for this, and I know lots of you that watch the vlogs, you are gripped, you have been riveted by this ongoing storyline. I just need to give you all an update that yesterday, for the very first time, I managed to take my contact lenses out with long nails. She's done it, ladies and gentlemen. She's thriving. You can really tell that this is a Friday recording because I have that weekend. It's the weekend. I'm about to be feral for 2 days kind of vibe, don't I? Anyway, I'm so sorry. To continue with what I was saying, I got my contacts out for the first time with what I would class as very long nails, excessively long, some might say. They grew back whilst I was waiting for a restock on my contact lenses, because your girl has wonky shaped eyeballs, apparently, and there was a shortage. Of course there was. Literally just got into wearing contacts and suddenly it's like, oh, we giveth, but we take it away. Sorry about that. So I got them back for the first time and I was like, do you know what? My nails have grown so much in a month. They're now hideously long again and I love it. There's nothing I love more than witchy fingers. It just suits me. I know last month I said short nails. I know I did. You know, strong opinions loosely held, as I know other content creators like to say. Possibly one of my favourite phrases on earth. I have changed my mind. We are back on the long nail choo-choo train heading south. Yeah, I was not willing to cut them. So by hook or by crook, I was like, I don't care how I get these things out of my eyeballs, but they are coming out and I am not chopping my nails off. And you know what? First go on each eye, first go on each contact lens, I did it. So that is my first favorite of the month, is the fact that I am a true goddess. I have managed to do the unthinkable. And yeah, I'm just very, very happy, very proud of myself. I'm sure lots of you will also be. I feel like I deserve some kind of award for this. Anyway, I have the color red, and that is very much the color of this month, which I know is so cheesy because obviously it's been Valentine's Day. It's the month of love, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about that, but also it probably does factor in to the trend. I saw my friend Amelia, who I would actually say she, in some ways, in a lot of ways, is a blueprint for me. I love so many things that she does. We have kind of different styles, but there's a lot of things that we both really love. And getting our nails done, one of those things. We both love it. And I saw her with long red nails, and I just knew that I was going to go home and I was going to take off my Biab. I had Lady Biab on, not a color that suits me, but a color that I love on other people, both on blondes and darker skin tones. Love it. Not on me. The olivey skin tone doesn't work. It really makes my hands look very ashy. Anyway, not the podcast for today. I went home, took off Lady Biab, and I did Candy by the Gel Bottle, which is quite a bright red. It wasn't really the cute Valentine's Day raspberry gorgeous red that my friend had on. It's like, it's giving a summer red, it's giving an orange based red. It is quite a universally flattering red. However, I would say it does look very, very nice on an olivey skin tone. I've been a big fan of it to the point where I desperately need to do my nails, and I am putting it off because I really don't want to part ways with this color. Honestly, guys, you know, it's hard life. So many dilemmas. I actually have a new color that I am dying to try called Bunny by the Gel Bottle. Looks like such a nice nudie French manny pinky color. It's like opaque but not too opaque, it's not too white, it's not too pink, it just looks perfect. So I'm really excited to try that, but I think I might do it for a couple of days and then paint Candy over the top, because I am obsessed with red nails. There's also this thing called red nail effect, which is meant to spice things up in your love life, but I don't know if it's working yet. Anyway, things you didn't need to know. But you know what these nails match so perfectly as well, is a new dress that I got this dress from a brand called Obmuse. It is the most beautiful strapless mini dress in this, again, gorgeous red that's an orange-based red. It's very bright. Like, I'm pretty sure NASA could see me going to this Charlotte Tilbury event the other night from space, from the moon, from wherever they're watching from. I don't really know much about NASA, but wherever they're watching from, they could see me. I'm obsessed with it. I'd never bought anything from this brand before. You guys, I would highly, highly recommend. They have so many different pieces. There's some amazing bridal-ish pieces as well, like amazing white dresses, which are always on pre-order because obviously everyone wants them. And I'm thinking, do I need to be on that bandwagon? Maybe I do, because I think the dresses are gorgeous. So if anyone is wondering whether they're worth a purchase, I would highly recommend. But also, if you want me to be the guinea pig and try them first, I'm also happy to take one for the team, as always. Loving that dress. I got an extra small and it fit so perfectly, like not too tight, not too loose. I would say I sit between an extra small normally and a small, so I feel like their sizing is generous, so you can definitely pick the size down if you are between sizes. But also, you guys, the structure of this dress is so unique, so gorgeous. It like just bumps out at the hips and gives you this really unreal silhouette. It's quite dramatic, and as someone that has like wider hips and doesn't always like to accentuate that, it was kind of a very strange moment for me in like leaning into it more than leaning away from it. But it's so flattering. I didn't think it would be, but it is so. I think because the silhouette is so dramatic, it doesn't matter what your body is doing underneath. It's just so, so flattering. And the length is really nice as well. I'm 5'2" for reference, if anyone's been wondering about the kind of length of these dresses. I'm 5'2" and it hit at a really lovely, respectable point, but not too respectable to the point where you look a bit like a doll or you're dressing up in like your mum's dress, if that makes sense. But if you are taller than 5'2", then you're gonna get on really well with the length. It's just gonna be stunning. And if you're very tall, it's gonna be a really, really hot little mini dress, and I would highly recommend. Other things that I have been loving this month that are red include my current body red light therapy mask. I've been using this like this month and last month. However, I didn't want to talk about it last month because I was like, I don't really feel like I've been using this for long enough. I really like to try products out before I talk about them. And they've actually given me a discount code for this, which is wonderful. You get 15% off. I think it's the code SUSYLED. I will confirm in the show notes. If you haven't seen this mask, I feel like lots of you probably have because everyone has it. It's gone viral, and for good reason. It is a red light therapy mask, which you can like strap on around the back of your head, and then it's wireless. Like it's got a wire, but it's like, you don't have to plug it in. It's got a battery that you charge up and then you connect it. And then you can just like walk around your house with the mask on. So you can like multitask, because obviously lots of these red light situations, you have to either hold them on your face, you have to lie down, you have to lie under something. It's long, it's boring. No one wants to do that. No one wants to be sat like just doing nothing, alone with their thoughts for like 15 minutes or 10 minutes or however long it is. So this, I can like do other things in the 10 minutes that it's on my face. And I love that. I'm like, okay, need to clean up the room of requirement. So gonna stick this on my face and just crack on at it. And it's honestly so productive. But I also feel like it's helping the overall appearance of my skin as well. Apparently it's meant to help with like fine lines and wrinkles and like help to reduce them and then prevent them. So I am really excited to continue using it. I took before photos and I'm intrigued to see over the next couple of months, like how, if we can get some really dramatic results, because I love a good before and after. So I'm really obsessed with using that at the moment. Like I look forward to it in the morning, which is such a funny thing. It's not something that you really think, oh yeah, I'll really look forward to that. But it's just like a really nice part of my day where I feel like I'm doing something for myself. Continuing with the red theme, I will stop soon, but I also got this red set from Fabletics and I'm obsessed with it. Like, I don't care what brand you go to, but get yourself a red activewear set because I've never felt hotter. Honestly, it's, again, it's like an orangey based red. It looks really good. It's very bright. Like, again, NASA can probably see me, but I just feel really good in it. It is really leveling up the hot girl walks. I love it. Very passionate about it. Very passionate about the color red at the moment. I just think it's weirdly doing a lot for my confidence. It makes no sense to me, but it's really helping to like lift my mood. And I think because red is such a classic color, it doesn't really feel like I'm overdoing a trend. So yeah, very much enjoying it on the hot girl walks, on the nights out, when I'm doing my skincare, when I'm doing my nails, just in every element of my life, I love the color red. And to a girls' night that I had very recently, I did the cutest, like, I'm not going to call it Galentine's because it wasn't Galentine's. It was just meant to be me seeing my friends. But I decided to do a really cute tablescape. I got these pink and red, what do you call them? Like dinner mats, table mats, place settings. I don't know what they're called. The word is lost on me, but the things that you put down to protect the table from your plate. Placemats. I don't know. Whatever those things are, I have these really cute ones from H&M and I've been dying to use them for a while. Some people were not a fan of these when I showed them in a YouTube video. They are a bit out there. And I was saying, oh, I think they'll look so good on my like marble table. And people were like, you are high. No, in what world is that going to work? And I do understand that because I did kind of question myself after I said it, but I followed through on the placemats and I did a whole setup with like pink candles that had these red hearts on them. I got pink napkins. I had these pink and red balloons that Ryan had got me for Valentine's Day and pink and red flowers, which just coincidentally Bobby Brown had very kindly sent me the week before. And I laid it all out beautifully. I put little makeup-y bits out for them. It looked adorable. And now I'm just like obsessed with tablescaping. So if you see me ordering just tons and tons of like kitchenware and stuff like that, just mind your business. I'm hyper fixating. And do you know what? On that note, there is nothing that I love more in this world than hyper fixating on something. Whether it's a person, I have a long history of that, or whether it's an activity, a TV show, just anything. I love to hyperfixate on something. Lots of you out there might be thinking she really sounds like she's got undiagnosed ADHD, and maybe I do. Let me live. Anyway, I have a visual for this. It's on my TikTok, but I will also put it on the podcast Instagram page if you want to see it. It was adorable. I loved it. I'm very passionate about it. Sometimes when I'm sad, I just look back at this tablescape just because it's like this huge dopamine hit to my brain. I just love the colors. I'm now thinking I need to do an Easter one. Are you guys with me? Do we want to see that? Let me know. on the table as well, I put these lipsticks out for the girls. Like, each of them were like personalized to the girls, but they were from the new Charlotte Tilbury range, who have just also launched new pink and red lipsticks. Like, what is happening this month? Like, everything is pink and red. I'm obsessed. I'm not even really questioning it. Like, it's a problem. The dopamine hit is doing good things for me. I picked out lipsticks and lip liners from the new range that worked for their skin tone and put them out on the table, and it was just the nicest vibe. On that note, the new lipsticks, my favorite combo from the range is both the lip liner and the lipstick that are called Icon Baby. It's the perfect nudie pink color. I love it. I have been wearing it non-stop, very, very obsessed with it. The formula of the lipstick is the K-I-S-S-I-N-G formula, which is just very creamy and really comfortable to wear, but super pigmented at the same time. And it's just like got a nice glossy, not glossiness, but it's like a creamy sheeniness, which kind of gives your lips a really lovely plump look. And the lip liner, if you're a fan of Charlotte Tilbury's iconic nude, but sometimes wish it was a bit more pink, it's basically that, which is sensational and everything that I have been longing for in Charlotte Tilbury's lip liner range. So I am over the moon that that now exists. I've said it once and I'll say it again, it's one of my all-time favorite makeup brands. I feel like they have a bit of something for everyone, and there are so many products that work for me. I could do a full face from them, no problems. I just adore them. On the note of lipsticks, there's another lip product that I've been loving. It's from Patrick Tarr. It's the Silky Lip Cream in the shade She's Unapologetic. And if you're looking for more of a yellow-based nude, this is it, and it's so pigmented. I basically do my lip liner and then just apply a little bit to the center of my lips and then pat it in and kind of sheer it out a little bit, because a little bit goes a very long way. And if you just plastered it all over your lips, it would be like concealer lips, which some people recoil at the mention of. However, I personally loved concealer lips back in the day, and if it comes back, I probably won't be mad about it, because I would wear it but with lip liner instead of like completely erasing my lips like we used to do. But I was a big fan of it back in the day. It just gives me good nostalgia, weirdly. Also, another product that I've been loving from Patrick Tarr is the All Over Body Glow. Oh my god. If you love making your skin really glowy for like an evening out, whether it's dinners, going out, whatever you're doing, if you want like really gorgeous, glowy skin, it is the most incredible all over body highlighter. It makes your skin look so unreal. You can see it in some of my TikToks, especially I think like my Valentine's Day Get Ready With Me, or maybe the Red Dress one on my TikTok. I use it and it is phenomenal. If you're looking for a really good all over body highlight, I could not recommend it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Those are the only two products that I've tried so far from Patrick Tarr, but you best believe I am already making a list of more things that I want to buy, because, you know, two out of two, as the first two products that I've purchased, really not bad. That's not bad going. So I'm 100% trying more. I really want to try the blushes and the bronzers that are like a cream and a powder, but he like applies them the opposite way around. So he applies the powder first and then the cream over the top. I need to try that. So best believe I will be buying more. Okay, so the final beauty product on my crush list this month is more of a necessity than a lusting after, really obsessed with. Like, I'm obsessed with it for the fact that it's basically saving my life. I've been using the Kérastase Symbiose Intensive Anti-Dandruff Cellular Night Serum, longest product name in the world. And basically, TMI, I mean, I'm not a TMI girl, you guys. Like, there is nothing that is too TMI. I want more information on all aspects of everyone's lives. Like with me, there is no TMI, but I understand that, you know, other people with boundaries, you can give too much information away. And some people maybe don't need to know this about me, but I have a dry scalp right now, okay? It's flaky, it's not cute. And yeah, I don't really like to show up on the internet with a dry, flaky scalp. It's not something to be embarrassed of. It's just for me as a person that, like, you know, has a brand around being like marginally polished and presentable. It's not really on brand, but it's fine because I have this Kerastase serum, which I got sent ages ago, and I actually kept it because TMI, but Ryan also suffers with the same thing and has done for like a while. So I saved it for him just in case he needed it. He's actually all good. How ironic. It's me that is now suffering. So I'm glad I kept it in my stash, and I've been applying it to my scalp every night, and it is really helping, and I love it. They also do shampoo and conditioner for dry scalp as well. And the thing that I think is really great about the range is that they do it for dry scalp that is caused by oiliness and dry scalp that is caused by being dry. Have I worded that right? Basically, there's different types of dry, flaky scalp, which I never knew. You just always would think it's because your head needs more like moisture, but actually it makes so much sense as to why, in Ryan's case, the treatments that we were trying on him in like 2020, they weren't working. And it's because he actually didn't need to be applying more moisture to his head. And I just find that so fascinating. And I think it's so great that they've actually created a solution to this, because it's annoying when your dry scalp is just not going away and like the products that you're using that are claiming to help are just not helping. So yeah, I don't have it that intensely. So the serum is just absolutely fine for me and a really nice, easy one. I can put it on before bed. I sometimes wear it in the day as well, which if you have an oilier head, I wouldn't recommend you do. But for me, I can put this in like on the area and still just like do my hair as per usual, and as long as I don't use too much, it's actually like completely undetectable on my head. I just put it in before I whack my rollers in, because still obsessed with the blow dry look, still obsessed with the rollers. I'm actually doing more of a straight blow dry at the moment with like curled ends, and I love it. I love it so much. So this is your sign to get some Amazon rollers in your life, because honestly, you don't even have to use an air wrap or a hairdryer. You can just style your hair with your curler or your straighteners and then just whack the rollers in, and it just polishes it. It's so nice. Anyway, those rollers weren't actually on my crush list for this month, but just so you know, that I haven't changed my stance on. I may have changed my stance on short nails, but I have not changed my stance on the blowout look. Love it. Obsessed with it. Lives rent-free in my brain. Another thing that lives rent-free in my brain is, when is Aurelia going to drop some new vintage items on their website? Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, one of my favorite affordable jewelry brands, Aurelia, they actually are really based locally to me, which is so fun. They, in addition to doing like affordable new jewelry, just lovely, lovely pieces. I love so many of their pieces. I have these heart earrings, which I'm obsessed with wearing at the moment. They're actually not in my favorites, but they should be in my favorites. However, the favorite from them for me this month is their vintage section, which I recently discovered, and I ordered like 3 different things. I am truly obsessed. I think about it all the time because I'm like, we need another drop. We need another drop immediately, because basically they do these one-off pieces, and a lot of them, because they're vintage, are like clip-ins, and they're such a vibe. Like, they're so beautiful. There's so many things that I've been wanting from a brand that was on Revolve called Heaven Mayhem. I think that's the brand name. They're quite expensive. They're like £90 per pair of earring, which, you know, it's not unheard of for me to spend, but there were so many pieces that I loved, and I was like, oh, if you buy more than one pair, this is really going to rack up. But then I saw that Aurelia were doing vintage, and some of the pieces were kind of along the same vibe of what I wanted, but they're like, I think £30 or £40 a piece. And I ordered 3 different sets of earrings. I have worn them non-stop. They're clip-in, which I love. I don't spend ages like faffing around trying to get the back on and then drop the back and then lose the back and all of that. I do really like a clip-in. I have my COS heart earrings, which sadly I don't think they're ever going to bring back. You guys, I'm so sorry. I'm obsessed with those, so I'm quite used to wearing clip-ins already at this point. So Aurelia providing clip-in vintage earrings, I was like, yeah, great, sign me up. I got these cute little gold button style vintage earrings, and then I got a bigger pair of silver earrings that have like a gold strip running down the middle, and it's like all a ribbed texture running through the middle on the gold bit, and they're just really, really cool. If you want to see them, they're both on my YouTube channel and on my TikTok. I did a haul on both. And I also then got these big, round, spirally type clip-ins as well, which are also really gorgeous. And they're a nice alternative to the COS heart earrings for me, because sometimes the COS heart earrings, like, they're a bit too fun and cutesy, and I don't want to do fun and cutesy. So it's just a nice alternative for me. Sadly, you can't get any of these pieces now because I have bought them and they're just one of a kind. But I also kind of love that. Like, if you're the type of girly that just loves to have one-off pieces, I would definitely recommend checking it out. And everything is in a really cool vintage style. Like, there were so many rings that were very much along the same vibe of my engagement ring, which I think is really fun. That's especially nice as well if you want, like, a fake engagement ring. Like, I know a lot of people are doing this now where they're like, I don't want to wear my ring when I'm going out, so I want a fake engagement ring. I personally, because I've obviously been wearing my ring and it's been in my possession since I was about 2 years old, I would say I'm a bit too slapdash with my ring. I personally will not be taking part in the buying a fake engagement ring. But if you are that kind of person and you have a ring that you're, like, terrified to lose and you want an alternative one to wear, like, on your nights out or when you travel, whatever, would highly recommend checking it out. And then you feel like it's still a bit special because it's a one-off piece. Anyway, so if the Aurelia team is listening to this, I would really like to know, when is the next drop coming? Because I'm obsessed. Style-wise, another thing I have been obsessed with this month, I would say borderlining on, hyperfixating on, is just wearing my Uggs with everything. I got these Uggs, which are, like, people always ask me, they're like, what are those shoes that you're wearing that look like Uggs? And I'm like, they are Uggs. They're just, like, these platform Uggs. I'm obsessed with them. From afar, they don't really look like an Ugg. They look more like a boot, if that makes sense. Especially when you just wear them with, like, a wide leg jean, which is my go-to. I am obsessed with these COS jeans that I have. They're like a wide leg. I wear them every day. I have them in white. I have them in black. I am trying to get my hands on them in blue. It's not going well for me. So a trip to store is going to be taking place in March, let me tell you, because I need them in blue. Like, blue denim for spring is a must. I have loved wearing the Uggs with them. Like, it's my current uniform. And I feel like I said recently that I was annoyed because normally I have such a uniform when it comes to, like, summer, and it makes getting dressed so easy. And then I was saying, apart from one outfit, that I didn't really feel like I had a uniform for this winter. I feel like it's coming. I'm there. I wear the Uggs. I wear the wide leg jeans, and then I wear a jumper or a body of some kind. And then I throw on a jacket or a giant coat, depending on how freaking cold it is. Because let me tell you right now, in the UK, Baltic, and I live in the south. I don't know what you guys up north are doing. Are we okay? Because it's freezing. It is freezing. Anyway, a jacket or a giant coat, depending on how much I'm scared of getting frostbite that day. Giant pair of vintage earrings, a good pair of sunnies. I'm good to go. I've got my winter uniform, you guys. I'm so happy with it. So big shout out to the platform Uggs, because I would be nothing without them. And finally, we need to talk TV. So firstly, I am back to just watching Emily in Paris on repeat over and over and over. Like, Ryan came home the other night and he was like, oh, you're back to this. And I looked him dead in the eyes and I was like, it never went away. I'm obsessed. I just love this TV show so much. I can't explain it. I feel like I've already spoken about it on the podcast, but I am fully back to, I binge watch it every single day. With the exception of one weekend where I fully went to town on the TV show Sharp Objects, which is actually based on a book that I have read by, I think it's Gillian Flynn, a great writer, in my opinion, for my preferred genre of writing. I had no idea that they'd made it into a TV show. And honest to God, that book has lived rent-free in my brain for the best part of a year now. I think I read it last year and I loved it. It's such an insane storyline, and I didn't realize that in, I think it was 2018, they'd made it into a TV show, and it's on Sky. And you best believe that I just got the popcorn out and I went to town on it. It is quite a slow watch, I would say. Like, they've really done it true to the book as best as possible. And I do find that TV shows based on books are a little bit slower than when they're just written, like, the script is just written for a TV show. However, if you loved the book, I would actually really recommend watching the TV show because it really did the book well. That's not a sentence, but you know what I mean. Like, it did it justice. So I loved binge watching that. And also, if you haven't read Sharp Objects, I would recommend that you, if you're not a reader, but you're intrigued and I've piqued your interest, I would recommend watching the TV show because the storyline is wild. I don't really know how to sum it up that well. Like, the summary just doesn't prepare you for what happens, but it's basically about a reporter and her boss sends her back to her hometown because there's some girls that have disappeared. And there's also like a history of that kind of happening. So her boss sends her back home, but she has kind of like a weird relationship with her family, which just you see that kind of relationship develop throughout the, I was about to say movie, series. It's not a long series, by the way. It doesn't require much commitment. Like I said, smash that out in one weekend. But basically, you just see how the story develops when she goes home, and it's just wild. So would highly recommend watching it, even if you haven't read the books. I think you'll actually enjoy it even more. I was actually watching it thinking, I wish I was watching this for the first time, like not knowing the story, because this story is so good. Like, I'm jealous of people that haven't read the book. So if you are a reader, by the way, I would recommend buying Sharp Objects by, I think it's Gillian Flynn. I think that's her name. The next thing I will be binge watching to give myself brief respite from Emily in Paris, I think is going to be True Detective season 4. The adverts, they've got me. Obviously, I listen to a lot of podcasts and the adverts are on my own podcast too. I'm sold. I need to watch it. I have not watched any of the other seasons of True Detective, which I will also probably have to go back and do after season 4. But I need to know what happens in season 4 first, because I am a marketer's dream, apparently. And now I've heard the ad so many times that I now need to go and watch it. So next month we will probably be recapping on True Detective season 4, because I just need to watch it. This is not an ad, but I get sucked into things. Like, don't we all? But yeah, I am a marketer's dream. So those are my TV favourites. Oh, and I have one final favourite, which you will have actually heard, strangely, at the beginning of this podcast. I have a new ice cube tray. I actually have two. One's pink, one's blue. It's very cute. And they make round ice cubes. This is the weirdest item that I will probably ever put in the crush list. Actually, no way. I definitely did a nose trimmer last month. I love how the last item of every episode is just a rogue random favourite. Let's continue this. My random ass favourite of the month are these ice cube trays that make these cute little round ice balls. It makes my coffees and just my general water feel so much cuter, like 100 times cuter. And I just love the fact that the tray isn't a boring ass colour. The pink one is one that I naturally just obviously use more because I love pink. I don't know what it is about me. I'm not even that girly a girl. But again, the serotonin boost that I get from the colour pink is just like no other. So I got these ice cube trays off Amazon, and I also got these really cute straws. Like, I have one of the straws in the pack is like wavy and it's pink and like wiggly, and it's also cute. And then I also got the very classic TikTok jars that everyone's drinking out of, and I can confirm my beverages do feel 100 times cuter. There's not really much more I can say other than that. Like, my beverages are now so cute, and I'm really, really happy about that. And that concludes my February crush list. Oh no, sorry, I have one final thing. I have a new mug, and I'm going to put a photo of it on the TSDQ podcast Instagram. I have a new mug and it says Drama Queen on it. It's not like merch in any way. It's from a brand, and they just happened to have made a Drama Queen mug, and my friend bought it for me and she posted it to my house. I love her. Thanks, Ellie. It's made me so happy. It's like chic, but on brand. So completely on brand for me. 100% on brand. I love it. This negates the need for us to be doing mugs as merch. So if you guys want to join the club and buy yourself a Drama Queen mug, I will pop the link on the Instagram. Go forth, knock yourselves out. That would be so cute if we all just ended up with the same Drama Queen mugs. But anyway, that is my final favorite for the month. That is the Feb crush list, over and out. I am done. I should not be speaking anymore. I need to go and calm down because I got way too overexcited in this episode. That is it from me this week. Please give this episode like a rating and a review if you're feeling really nice today. Share it with a friend if you feel like I'm just a chaotic mess, but you kind of like that. If you want more from me, you can follow at Susie Bernardi or at TSDQ Podcast on Instagram. I'm also at Susie Bernardi on YouTube and TikTok if you want to go and check me out over there as well. Oh, and of course, subscribe, to the podcast if you like this and you want to hear more episodes. Love you, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.